Yeah,
it's good.
So we're in the middle of a series of Hilchos Shabbos. So now we're going to discuss a bit about Melacha of Beira. Where Beira is selecting, sorting, separating on Shabbos. The Sefer HaZichronos says that Melacha's Beira, the Lashon says, is Min HaKoshei Shabbos Shabbos V'Tzorot Lizorimot. From the most complicated Halachos of Hilchos Shabbos, and one has to be very careful. Almost any act a person does is possible to come to Beira. If you don't go near the fire, personal Shabbos, we'll really see how people don't even realize how it's easy to come to Beira. The Sefer HaZichronos says it's Min HaKoshei Shabbos Shabbos V'Tzorot Lizorimot. One has to be very careful. What is the Issa of Beira? The Issa of Beira is when one's got a taruvos, one's got a mixture of different things mixed up, and one wants to sort it out or separate something from the taruvos, select something from the taruvos. One is not allowed to do that on Shabbos. One's not allowed to, if you have a mixture of different things, to sort them out, to separate them, to put them in different categories, one is not allowed to do on Shabbos. Most people that know, there's three tanoim that if one does, one can select and separate and sort on Shabbos. The shaila is how it's done. The first thing that needs to be done is it has to be oichel mitrich pseilus. That means if you have a mixture of different things, you have to take the oichel, which literally means the food, mitrich pseilus, from the pseilus, which literally means the rubbish. Beira doesn't have to be only with food. You can have beira with a mixture of toys, you can have beira with cutlery, knives, forks, and spoons. That's not. So, there also, the thing that the person wants now is called the oichel, and what he doesn't want now is called the pseudos. So those, it doesn't have to be rubbish. You can have knives and forks. One he wants now, one he doesn't want now. One is called oichel, one is called pseudos. One has to be careful that when you want to do beira and you want to select one thing from the other, you're selecting an oichel from a pseudos. And even if both are good for him. He wants the knives tonight and the forks for tomorrow morning. So the knives for tonight he can take out of the whole mixture of cutlery, but the forks that he wants for tomorrow morning, he doesn't want them now, so now they're pseudos for him. So even though it's not pseudos, it's not rubbish, he wants the forks, he can't take the forks out now for a different time if he doesn't want them now. The second thing is, besides the fact you have to take the oichel from the pseudos, one has to take it beyad v'lo bekli. That means the person has to take it with his hand, and not with the utensil that's normally specially used for separating, definitely not a sieve or a strainer, anything like that, for sure one cannot use on Shabbos, even if one's choosing the oichel from the pseudos. So you've got your category one, your oichel from pseudos you're choosing, that's fine, but you can't do it with a kli, it has to be done biyad. A kli that's a yodei arichta, that means a fork, it's not really a kli that's meant for separating, one can definitely use. I mean, if somebody's got a plate of chalot, and he only likes the potatoes, he doesn't want the beans, so he wants to select the potatoes, he doesn't have to do it with his fingers. He's allowed to do with a fork, because there, it's not pshat, it's a kli that's used for separating. It's like a yod derech, it's an extension of his hand, so he's doing it for yabal, and he's taking out the potato which he wants now, and that would be allowed. The third tonight is, there has to be done somuch l'suda. That means it has to be done when you want it now. What is the shi of somuch l'suda? A person can't prepare a whole suda in a few minutes. The person can take on be'erech, the shi before a suda, one can prepare. It's about half an hour. Within half an hour before a suda, one will be allowed to prepare. Let's take a practical example. That means, I'm not going to go into all, peeling an egg is be'etzem a melacha of beira. Peeling an egg, taking off the peel, which is what you don't want from the egg, is melacha of beira. It's allowed, but it has to have the tnai also. You do be yad, not be kli. The reason why it's allowed, even though the peel is peeled, is because there's no other way to do it, but it has to also be somuch l'suda. That means if you have a woman that wants to go to daven in shul Shabbos morning, and she wants to prepare her egg before she goes to shul, she wants to peel her eggs and make her egg, she's not allowed to do that. Because that is well before somuch l'suda, and therefore if she's planning to go to shul, she can only prepare it either before Shabbos, or she can prepare it when she comes home from shul. What about a caterer who's preparing for a large event? So there, the place can push to take on. The somuch l'suda is when you start preparing for such a suda of 100 people, you start more than half an hour before the suda, so you'd have the extra time allowed to push to a caterer who's preparing a large suda. Those are the three.
Take off the eggshell of shalom from boira? No.
Pardon?
Take off the eggshell from the egg is a shalom from boira?
You're allowed to do it, even though it's pseudos from the
oichel. Why does man come into
the shayim? It's one of the tanaim. No, take off.
It's not a
Beira. It is Beira.
It is a Beira.
Yeah. Even the Eichel from Absurdus is a Beira. Even if you're taking out, let's say, before you go to sleep at night, you want to prepare for tomorrow morning, your cutlery. So you're taking out the cutlery that you do want from the cutlery you don't want. So you're doing Eichel Matech Absurdus, and you're doing Yad Lebe Kli. The third tonight is, it has to be some of the Suda. Even the Beira that's allowed has to be some of the Suda. Now that we've discussed the Suda's a Beira, and then just something to shine with the. You're holding a pack of photos, 20 photos, you've got 20 photos in your hand, and most people, they hold a pack of photos, and they go from front to back, they're looking at the photos, they say, oh, that's very nice, let's see the next one. L'chaira, you're holding a pack of photos in your hand, once you've seen the first photo, and you've enjoyed it, you're not interested in it anymore. You're finished with it, you're happy to move on. That photo, l'chaira, now becomes pseudos. You don't want it anymore, you don't need it anymore, you enjoyed it, you're finished with it. So by you now picking off your first photo, you're taking psilis out of your mixture, and you're removing it. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos?
You're removing while it's oichel. You don't have
to. So if you're going to tell me that you remove it and then look at it, that would be a good heter. If you're careful to make sure you don't look at the picture properly, you take it off, and once you've taken the picture off, that's nice, then you can put it behind. But most people, looking through a pack of photos, the way most people look at it, they look at the photos, they're finished with this photo on top, and they want to get to the photo behind. That is the chur, taking pseudos out of the Torah, putting it behind. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos?
I do want it. I continuously want to see it. I don't mind looking again.
You're not going
to
look at the same photo. You've got a pack of 20 photos. You're finished with that one now. Tomorrow you want to look at them again. You're not going to look through all 25 times now. You're finished with that photo, Pashtos. I'm not saying it's awesome. I'm going to get through it. Are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? Pashtos, it's a shiloh of pseudos. Pardon?
It's not a bad picture.
Yeah, but we discussed before that pseudos is something you don't want now. Something we discussed before, I'll repeat again. Pseudos doesn't necessarily mean rubbish. You can have nuts and raisins in a mixture in a bowl. And you like both of them. Nuts is good for you, raisins are good for you, but you don't want the raisins now. So for you to take out the raisins now from this mixture is called pseudos
mitochaych.
That's
2 minutes.
Well, that's
2 minutes, two different times.
Each picture here is a different picture.
Yeah, it's all one.
I would think two pictures are more 2 minutes than nuts and raisins. It's past us 2 minutes. So, the other shayla, you go to shul, you hang up your coat, you come out after davening, and there's three coats on top of yours. Now those people's coats for you are pseudos, so you've nothing you can do with them. Are you allowed to remove other people's coats to get to your coat? And if not, what?
You get the bottom lifted up.
It's on a hook. You've got a hook outside the shoe. If it's on a hang or whatever, if it's at the bottom of a pile, we're going to go through all the different cases. But the shayla is, you come outside and there's three coats hanging on the hooks outside the shoe, and you finish davening and you can't go home. You're stuck.
I'd like to put it on the map, but
very nice, but it isn't.
Okay, it's in there, but I put it away. I look at it, if it's mine, I'll take it. It's not mine, I'll put it away.
No, but you know it's not yours.
I want it.
You know it's not yours. You don't want you come here.
I'd like it to be.
You came with a blue winter coat. And you see on top of it over here a black raincoat. You know it's not yours.
You're right, but I hold my coat and I pick them up to take that out.
It's on the hook, yours at the back. How do you manage to get your coat off without taking other ones off first?
You can see which one is yours. When you're holding already, I won't take it out, I can't tear it out. So
even after you've noticed which one is yours, I know the back one is mine. There's two coats sitting on top of my coat.
Yes.
And those coats I know are not mine. I need to remove them to get to my coat. It's on the hook.
No.
I need to remove these two coats to get to my coat.
I'll remove them to take the oichel out.
But you've removed pseudos to get to your oichel. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. You've taken pseudos out of the Torubas to get to the oichel. You'll see, by the time we finish, you'll be able to get your coat and go home. But the mice of the shank is, why is it not a Torubas pseudos with the oichel?
You take each coat, you look at each coat, and you match that coat, and then look next.
So we're going to see exactly how you can get out. Okay. The Be'er Locha brings the kasha, and that is Be'er from the Yeshua's Yaakov. The Yeshua's Yaakov is a kasha. The issa of Be'er is to choose pseudos from the oichel. Ask the Yeshua's Yaakov, we know of a klal in the Shabbos. That melacha she'in tzricha legufa is not chayav chatos. It's not chayav chatos. A melacha she'in tzricha legufa. What's a melacha she'in tzricha legufa? One of the cases the Gemara gives is choyfa guma ve'in tzarech ela la'afra. It means you dig a pit on Shabbos. Digging a pit is a melacha. You're not allowed to dig a pit on Shabbos. It could be boina. Depends what you're using the pit for. But digging a pit is not allowed on Shabbos. And what about somebody who's digging a pit but he doesn't want the pit? He wants his earth for a different reason altogether. He wants to cover some dirt in his house. He doesn't want the pit bechlal. That's a melacha, you're doing the melacha, but you don't want the normal outcome of the melacha. And now the case is, the Gemara says, Itzas meis likvura, Itzas meis from the house, somebody died on Shabbos and they're in the house, you want to take the meis out of the house. Now nobody wants the meis to be there, Dafka. You just don't want it here in the house. So the melacha of Itzas, taking it out, It's a malacha she'in tzricha l'gufa. You're doing the malacha, you're carrying out, but not for this. Normally when you carry something, you want this article to be in that position. Here, I don't care what the meis is, I just don't want it here. I'm a salat the nezek, I'm taking the nezek away. That's a malacha she'in tzricha l'gufa. Ask Yeshuas Yaakov, why is it also to take psolas from oichon on Shabbos, but from a taruvas? All I'm doing is I'm taking out the nezek. So although I'm doing a boiran, it's a malacha, but I don't want this rubbish. I don't want the rubbish. So if I don't want the rubbish, I'm doing a malacha, she'in tzricha l'gufa, I don't need the rubbish. So every boir of psalus and tech eichel shouldn't be chai v'chatas. That's Yeshua's Yaakov's kasha. It answers Yeshua's Yaakov, the malacha of boir is that by you removing the rubbish, not because you want the rubbish, you fixed the eichel that's in the bowl. You don't want the rubbish, you don't take away the rubbish, that when you take away the rubbish, now I have the rubbish. That was the kasha. I don't want the rubbish. It's from Dr. Tzik Lugufa. Answer Shitaki, yeah, you don't want the rubbish, but by you removing the rubbish, the malacha is you've been massacred the oichel or the rest of the terubas that's there. That is what the malacha of Bayer is. Yeah. The Bir Alacha has a big arichas, but based on this, Yeshua's Yaakov, the Bir Alacha wants to be mechadash. So when one has a tarubas, a mixture, but it's a mixture of a pile, not a mixture of something you might imagine a laundry basket, which is a complete everything intertwined. But you have a mixture of a pile, taruvas shichvas, things laid one on top of the other. It's not such a proper taruvas as the Bir Alacha, and therefore the tikkun of the oichel is not so strong. And in such a case, you would be able to remove a pseudos to get to an oichel. Since it's not a proper taruvah, so by moving, I'm not fixing this. Stop, there's a mixture over here, and this is not usable. Calls man something else on top of it. It's usable, I just can't get to it. So by taruvah's shichvas, a taruvah's of a pile of one thing on top of another, the Bir Alacha allows you to remove the top one to get to the bottom one. That's pashas in the Bir Alacha. Now really, in the Bir Alacha, there's three different places to understand the Bir Alacha in three different ways will come out, halacha l'maisa, big nafkiminas. Reb Shlomo Zalman, and the Pashtus Halacha in the Mishnah Berurah understands that whenever you have a taruvas of a pile, you're allowed to remove the upper one to get to the bottom one. You're not sorting anything out. You're removing it to be able to get to the thing underneath. And the thing underneath, the etzem, is not mixed up enough to be called not usable. So to remove the top, you're allowed, whatever the case is, whether it's recognizable, whether it's not, if it's taruvas of shichvas, a pile, you can remove the top one. The Shvisas HaShabbos learns that only when you know where the article that you want is in the pile, are you allowed to move the top ones to get to it? That means once you've hit your target, and this is what I'm aiming for, so then he says by taking off the top one, you're not sorting out, you're possibly trying to get to what you want to get to. But he only allows it in the case when you can see clearly what you want. And the Taruvah is where you can't see what you want, although Rav Shlomo Zalman and perhaps Mishnah Berurah allow, Shvisas HaShabbos understands Mishnah Berurah in a different way. He says that you could only take it off if you've found your target, so then you can call the removing, not a
you see it, or if you know it's in the bottom, that's with payers. You know there's a peach right on the bottom. You can't see it, but it's apples and oranges and bananas.
If you know it's there, clearly
you know it's there, but you can't see it.
If you know it's there, it's also good.
It's simple, you know you're closing the cap. Thousand people are after you.
We're going to come exactly to that shadow. Exactly to that shadow we're going to come to. Very good. So the Shri Sashabha says, you can only do it once you've got your target, you know where you're heading for. Sforim
mixed up,
you can see clearly, that would be fine. The Pashas, we're going to see that even if you're the third trip, the Pashas Sforim would be okay. Again, you can't sort out your Sforim, you can't go and put all your Sforim back on the shelf. When you've got a mixture, so you put each one in the right place, you can't do that on Shabbos. But to remove the top safer to get to the bottom one, that L'chol HaDeis would probably be allowed. The third place is Reb Falk, the Chorin L'Vracha. Reb Falk said that the way he understood the Bir Alacha was, only when you have a mixture, that it's recognizable clearly what each thing is in the mixture, are you allowed to remove something to get to it. So normally there would still be boir on such a thing. Even when each article is recognizable, but they are mixed up, even though you can recognize each one, it's a boir. But he says in such a case, when it's a pile, and each item for itself is distinguishable, it's recognizable what it is, only in such a case would one be allowed to remove the upper one. He tells in any other case where the article is not recognizable, by you removing the top one, you're fixing the one underneath. When I can see it and it's clear and everything's there for itself, I just need to get to it. But when it's not recognizable for itself, by taking off the top one, you're fixing it, and he wouldn't allow if it's not taruvus, which is things that are recognizable. Let's just go through now a few cases, scenarios, how a person or these shitters can sort himself out in the above cases. If you have a mixture of coats on a hook, and they are nikorim. That means you've got a blue winter coat, a black raincoat, a shame coat, each one is quite...
You've got six coats all black.
What? Oh, so if they're Nikorim and they're clay, so the Kula Alma, you'll be allowed to remove the top ones that are blocking yours to get to yours.
Because you know where yours is.
You know where yours is. It's recognizable. If you can see any of them, according to all the shitters, you can see it. It's recognizable. Right. If you've got all the shitters, you can remove the coats on that to get to your coat. What about when you have a mixture of coats on the hook? And they're not recognizable nowadays with these shin coats. If you have five on the hook, they're definitely not recognizable. Rav Falk himself, the Mishabrua allows you to take off coats off a hook to get to yours. And Rav Falk therefore explained that coats are Dvorim Nikorim, because he had to fit them with the Mishabrua. The problem is that nowadays it would be very difficult to say that shin coats, five on the hook, are Nikorim what they are. So what happens if you've got five shin coats hanging on the hook and you're trying to get to yours? What are you allowed to do? So according to, again, the Pashas of Mishabrua, let's just quickly read out Lashon Mishabrua. Mishabrua says,
what can
we
do? Look at it, look at the name.
It could be you can. Do you have to? Would it help the Contra Falk? Contra Falk, if it doesn't stand out on its own, the fact that you found that it's yours wouldn't be good enough.
Well, I want it. I want it to be mine. I want that coat to be mine.
It is yours, but you still can't take it out of the room. When you're at home and you have a mixture of apples and pears, it's yours and you want it all, but you can't take out. You can't do a Maisa Brera of taking up, say, the Samoyev. You can't remove the upper ones to get to what you want to get to. So the Mishabura
is good.
Why
didn't you have the heads of Klippa? Speaks about Klippa. The Shaila is if it's Taka Klippa. All the places can ask from Mizgeres HaShulchan. Klippa is already a whole different Shaila of Kilo.
It's a whole unit. One on top of the other, then you know that yours is one of ones, and anyone you take out is a Klippa.
Again?
One on the hook behind each other. Each one you take out is a Klippa.
The Shaila isn't when Klippa is allowed. Yes, we've got a Klippa afterwards. Klippa is a whole new Shaila of Klippa. So the Mishabura's lashon is in Kluim Kama Begodim Al HaKoyslu or Mechapes. It's much when you're looking, you don't know which one is yours. Acha Begodo, your own one. Shorit Achshav Lo Yishoy has to be that you want to wear it now to go home. But the days in Mochrach Lesalik Mitchila Kol Shara Begodim, one has to remove the other ones. Lo Yhaba Bechlal Bera, that's not Bechlal Bera. That is the Pashat Lashon of Mishabura, and that's what Mishabura Zalman says. So in the case where they're not Nika, you'd be allowed to remove one by one, check if it's yours, and if it's not yours, carry on removing. According to Mishabura Zalman and Mishabura. According to Shurisa Shabbos,
why?
Because it's a Taruvah Shishweis, it's a Taruvah on a pile, it's one hanging on the other, and you don't need to know which one is yours according to the Shvista Shabbos. That would want you to make sure you know which one is yours. You'd first have to flick through in the pile, find your coat. Once you've got your target, then you can remove the other ones to get to your coat. According to Reb Falk, L'chaira, you haven't got a way out over here. Because they're not recognizable from themselves. Even though you've found your target, you can't take off the other coats. According to Rav Falk, the only way out that I can find over here is you'd have to remove your coat together with the other coats. Then have the whole Taruvus in your hand. Take your coat out the Taruvus and then put the other ones back on the hook. And then... If you want, there would be another hetzer to take all the coats. If you manage to spread out, you have to be able to throw the coats very well to spread out the coats all over the floor. Each one should become separate. And each one should become separate. So, fine. So, according to Falcon Chor, you'd have to take off all the coats from the hook, pick out yours from the Taruvas, that's Oichum Tiv, say this and put the rest back. What about, like you said before, you come to Sheva Brochus, whatever it is, and everyone slouches their coats over the couch or over the table, and when you come out after the Sheva Brochus, that's not even a Taruvah Shichvas. That is proper, like a laundry basket, everything intertwined with every other one. There, the color days, you haven't got a way out. The only way out that you have, you can't pick up, is to rough it around in the Taruvahs, keep it all mixed up, until you find your coat mixed up with the other coats, and then you'll be able to pick out your coat, because then it's Oichamotiv, so there's once you've found it. But to remove the other ones to get to your coat, when you've got a proper taruvus, the chair according to everybody wouldn't be allowed.
What's the difference? Like, looking around, why isn't that place?
Because you've kept it in the taruvus.
So touching each other.
No, because you've kept it in the taruvus. You haven't taken anything out. Yeah, it's still the same mixture. I'm allowed to find something in the mixture. The problem is removing it from there. So if you keep it in the mixture until you find your coat, that's the way out. Well, now back to pictures. Let's quickly finish up. Back to pictures. If you have a pack of pictures and you're looking for a specific picture, you're not walking through them all, you're looking for a specific picture. So again, according to Shlomo Zalman, it's a Taruvah Shichvas, you can take them one off at a time until you get to the one you want to get through. According to the Shvisa Shabbos, you'd have to flick through till you find the one you want while they're still in a pile. Flick through till you find the one you want, and then you'll be able to remove the whole lot off. According to Reb Falk, you'd have to flick through, and then just, even after you found it, you can't remove it, but you'd have to pick the one you want out. The same thing, if you're looking for a pack of cards, you've got people write on these, like a gab of cards, you've got them in your hand, you have to flick through until you find it to be able to take it out. What about the shadow we start off with? You've got a pack of photos and you want to go from front to back, looking at your photos, it's pseudolus from Tarubus, are you allowed to take the top one off? Reb Shabbos Zalman, again, would be 100% mutter, because Tarubus Shich Vazin, if it's not Nikah, you'd be allowed to. According to Shvista Shabbos, I want to say ahead to them, because you know you want the next photo, you know where your target is. You always want the next photo, you'd be allowed to remove the first photo, because you know what I'm getting to, what I want to get to. So by me knowing I want the second photo, the first one is just a siluk to be able to get to it. According to Falk, Lechera, you wouldn't be able to look at photos the normal way on Shabbos. Lamai said, there's the head of Shvista Shabbos is a new heter in Beira. If you take up solus from a taruvas, I'm asked to put it back into the taruvas, that's not a problem. Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't like the heter of the Shvista Shabbos, but Mamon should. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you don't need to come onto this heter in such a case.
What would you do? How would you do it?
Oh, so the heter is that you take a pseudus from a taruvas,
yeah.
I'm asked to put it back into the taruvas.
So
you're taking out the taruvas, but you're putting it right back in. You're keeping it in the taruvas, you're taking it out, but you know straight away when you're taking it out, it's going back into the taruvas again. So Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't like the heter, but Rav Shlomo Zalman, you don't need to come onto the heter before, because he said you can even take them one off at a time if you don't know what you want. If one would want to be machmir, like Rav Falk Shitta, and not hold of the Shvisa Shabbos' heter, then the only way out to look at a pack of photos of Shabbos would be to walk back to front.
Get an album
before Shabbos, or do it back to front. When you're looking at it back to front, so your bottom picture is Eichel. So if you keep on taking your bottom picture, putting it on top, Eichel, you're allowed to take out of the Taruvas. The top picture, after you looked at it, turns into Psylus.
Get the bottom picture
after. Basically, when you have your pack of pictures like this.
I want to see that one.
Yeah, you don't know. It's Eichel for you. You want to get to it. So you're allowed to take Eichel out of Taruvas, put it on top, look at it, then take the next one from the bottom. That would be the way out of control.